Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get in the mailbag, right? So this is an interesting question. Should I get a PT Cruiser Chrysler or a Mini Cooper? I can't choose. I like them both a lot, but I cannot make up my mind. So you, the automobile expert or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
PT Cruiser or a Mini Cooper? What do you think?
My determination would come down to what are the colors of each of them. And I would go with a more lighter color. I've always been a fan of silver because you can't really tell how dirty it is until it gets really, really bad.
Right.
But it keeps its nice silver road dirt color very well. So you don't have to wash it as much. You know what I mean?
Okay, so color's important, not so much the PT Cruiser or a Mini Cooper. You're suggesting that which one based on color then? So I guess
that would have been my first question, but do they still make both of those or?
Good question.
I think they still make the Mini Cooper, right?
Yeah, there's a guy that works here that has a Mini Cooper. Very nice. I've driven it. It's very nice.
You have?
Yeah, I've driven it.
It seems very small though. And I mean, I guess that's the point since it's a Mini Cooper, but the PT Cruiser seems a little bit more roomy to me, which means you can pack more stuff for your road trips and your shopping trips and all that.
Right.
And I like more spaciousness. So I would probably lean more towards the PT Cruiser. Are those still in production or... I don't know that they are.
You're going to give advice without doing any research. You might want to think about maybe doing some research, although I did kind of spring this on
you. Ask me the question.
You're right. My bad. I'll say this about, I think the Mini Cooper is more of like a summer vehicle, especially if you get a convertible or whatever. I think that's more summery. I would say that's more of a toy, where a PT Cruiser is more of like, that's a little more practical to use every day. That's where that's where you have to kind of draw the line. But that's just me. Look, it's not letters to Steve, it's letters to you. So
I once had a very, very tall friend that had a PT Cruiser. And I don't know that he had ample leg room in that, but there was ample space.
Okay.
But he was a very, very tall guy. Okay. I mean, he's still around. I don't know that the car is. I think he has a different vehicle right now, but
okay.
Yeah, I would still say probably PT Cruiser.
PT Cruiser. There you go. Letters to Laura. Keep them coming. Obviously, they can be about anything. And submit your letters now at star98.net.
Steve and Laura in the morning. Star 98.